This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Look. Valentine's Day is almost here, and you know what that means. It's time to... Luckily, you know what makes her blush. Fresh blooms and gifts from ProFlowers. Head over to ProFlowers.com and use code CRUSH15 through February 14th and get 15% off all the best blooms and gifts that will really make your special someone on Valentine's Day. Get fresh this Valentine's Day with ProFlowers. See website for details.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand fact. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we're going NASCAR today, man. It's cool. And I feel bad because normally I would get out to about 10 tracks, whether it's short tracks or, you know, one of the main tracks a year. And the last 2 years, man, since the pandemic, I just haven't been able to make it out to as many tracks as I would like to. I mean, hell, I would even go to some of the dirt tracks if I could. Anyway, Kyle Larson. Couple big victories over the past 3 or 4 weeks, just completely on fire. Glad he was able to take a few moments today to jump on with us. And for all you NASCAR fans, we got a treat for you. Kyle Larson. Cal.
What's up?
What's up, my dude? How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. I finally found somebody that was harder to get a hold of than me. I was like, I thought I was bad.
Yeah.
But you just been
a busy guy.
You've been busy, man. But the last few weeks, man, has been crazy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been good.
been winning a lot, so it's been fun.
I feel like crap because I've only been to a couple racetracks this year. Normally, I get out to about 10 of them. I'll jump on the plane and come out on the weekends, and I'll come back and try to host some stuff for football. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been out to as many tracks this year, but this last few weeks, man, you've just been on fire.
Thank you.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, because I've been around the tracks, man, for 12 years. So I don't know if you've seen my big ass and not just walking past you or trying to push a car through inspection or in the driver's meetings or anything like that. But it seems like you've always been close to having these kind of weeks, right? The back-to-back weeks. But lately, you guys have been executing like hell, man. What's been the big difference?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a combination of a lot of stuff, but I think the biggest thing is the race car being really fast. I think when your race car is as good as ours has been here lately, you can kind of slow things down and not, you know, try to overdo things. And our car has been so fast here lately. You know, our pit crew's been doing a great job. When your car is that good, you don't have to be as aggressive on the racetracks. You make less mistakes and things like that. So it's a fun place to be in my position. And I just hope we can continue to keep our cars this fast and you'll try and get them even better.
Yeah. Speaking of your car, man, and your crew and everything, you know, just tell me a little bit about Cliff Daniels and the job that they've been doing. And, you know, I brought up execution because a lot of people need to understand like what goes on behind the scenes in your team, man, and the adjustments you guys made over the last month or so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what adjustments we made. I think probably just tweaking things, make them all areas better. But yeah, Cliff Daniels is such an awesome crew chief, a very great leader, very intense. I think he kind of reminds me of probably like what a football coach would be. You know, the way he's intense. But
I didn't want to make that correlation, but I was just going to say that because I've come across Cliff and got a chance to talk to him several times.
Yeah. Like his, you know, pre-race speeches and post-race motivational things and stuff. Like it's honestly something that I didn't think that I needed. But now that I'm around it and around, you know, how he works, I really love it. And it definitely motivates me. And I think it keeps us all positive and, when things say you have a bad race, you know, he knows exactly what to say to kind of pump you up and keep you digging and keep you working hard. So, and he's a super smart, you know, human being and crew chief. And I think it shows on the racetrack.
No, absolutely. And you guys, for many reasons have been kind of turning it up lately. And that's why I keep bringing it back to the execution part, because you've been like, in my opinion, you've just been this close from doing it, even though you know, first time you've kind of done this. And I think you guys just beat the Petty's group, right?
Yeah.
You just beat that landmark. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that, how big that was, because Petty group is the reason why I even got involved in NASCAR back in 2000, I think 7 or 8. And just being a part of that group, the Petty experience and just being around, but you guys just crossed over that landmark.
Yeah, that's cool. So, you know, Richard Petty was the winningest, you know, team or driver in team, whatever, with 268 wins, where, you know, now Rick Hendrick and Hendrick Motorsports has accumulated and surpassed, you know, his record. So it was cool to be a part of that and cool to be the guy to win the race to get him over that, you know, record-breaking deal with Richard Petty. It was very important to Mr. H that we get it and get it quickly. And it was cool. You know, it you could definitely tell, I could tell every time I talked to him that it was important to him. So nice that we were able to do that. And just shows, you know, how big of an impact Richard Petty as well as Rick Hendrick have had on the sport of NASCAR with all those wins combined.
How much is that talked about, right? Because I always ask guys, and, you know, me being a former player, I would look up and see how many sacks I had, right? And like, okay, I got two more sacks, then, you know, I'll lead in this category, all right? So, or whatever the landmark may be. How often is that talked about, or is it not really important, or someone might come into the garage and be like, hey, by the way, you know, you guys do this. This is the landmark you're going to cross. Is that ever brought up in a conversation at all?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, For me, though, you know, I like to, you know, I've had a great year, so I like...
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
To go and kind of look at my stats and compare them to, say, you know, like last year, Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick, it seemed like, you know, they dominated the season. So, you know, I've recently went and looked at their stats and, you know, like laps led and stuff. And we've already led, I think, almost as much or more than they had last year. So I was like, wow, that's crazy to think, you know. But then, you know, they also had a lot more wins at the end of the year, but we still have a long ways to go. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely try to look at that stuff, and it gives you like a goal to get to. But then, yeah, there is also some like analytics guys out there that keep track of everything. And you know, sometimes they'll produce an article that tells you about, you know, your pass rating and stuff like that, and restart, your retention and things. So it's cool to look at that stuff. And it definitely, you know, if you're low in a category, it definitely, you know, tells you an area that you need to get better and work on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The following message comes from Data IQ. Data IQ enables today's top organizations to infuse AI into the day-to-day of their business by making data-driven decision-making accessible to everyone. Whether solving for the mundane, like automated forecasting or what is the optimal number of widgets to buy, or undertaking moonshots, pushing the limits of today's technology to grow and innovate. Data IQ brings collective success from AI at scale, while also unlocking individual creativity. That's everyday AI. Join more than 45,000 people worldwide driving results with Data IQ, the platform for everyday AI. Visit dataiku.com to learn more. That's dataiku.com.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah, obviously, I've been around the sport a long time, so I try to explain to people the analytics. Like, right, so this weekend, you guys are coming up in Texas, right, for the All-Star
race.
And you place pole, right?
Yeah, it was a random draw, and we got lucky and drew the pole.
No, come on.
Hey, yeah, well, it was random, so, I mean, it is all luck, and thankfully we got the pole, so that should help out a lot.
How much do you guys believe in momentum, right? Because you've had a great year, but especially the last, you know, last month or so has been big. How much do you guys are banking on the momentum? Like, okay, hey, we're here, we need to go here and take advantage, you know, of this momentum you guys have right now.
Yeah, I think momentum is huge in any sport, really. But racing, you know, it's important as well, just because, you know, you can kind of ride that wave and keep piling on, you know, hopefully good finishes. So these last 5 weeks have been great. We haven't been out of the top two and have had shots to win even a lot before that. But I race a lot outside of NASCAR, and even that racing has gone really
the dirt
well
tracks, right?
And that's gone well for me too the last few weeks. So it really does help my momentum and my personal confidence, and I think that's definitely a good thing to go out there and continue having success.
I talked to a couple guys who do, you know, race on the dirt tracks, and I talked to guys who race on the short tracks or whatever. And how do you mentally switch gears for that? Do you have to, you know, kind of say, okay, I got to get back in the saddle of this, or you can just go bounce back and forth, no problem?
Well, I think for me, I might be different than some of the other drivers, just because I do it so often. Like this week, you know, I'm running four nights in a row in a late model before I go to, you know, Texas to run the Cup car. And so I think when I do it that often, you know, I don't have to think about it much. But I know, you know, my good buddy, like Ricky Stenhouse, who he doesn't do a bunch of dirt racing, but he ran, you know, midget last night in Indiana. And I'm sure when he buckles in, he's got to like think about, okay, you know, I'm in a midget. How does this drive? All right. I need to like remind my brain a certain thing. But for me, I've gotten so used to jumping in and out of race cars that I feel like I can adapt pretty quickly.
But you're not racing the full season, right, on a dirt track. You just kind of bounce back and forth between races.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't have time to race a full season and chase points or anything like that. But this year I'm racing a bunch. But I can still pop in and run those series and stuff. But, so I can be a little bit more aggressive probably than other drivers, just because I'm not chasing points.
No, absolutely. And good luck this weekend. But last thing I want to ask you about your foundation, man, because I was checking out your website actually last night and this morning. Tell me a little bit about what you got going on.
Yeah, thanks. No, I've started the Kyle Larson Foundation here this year recently. And you know, last year I got to, you know, work together with a few different, you know, foundations and hang around their communities and stuff. And they were an important part of me and my return back to NASCAR. So, you know, this year I started my foundation to try and raise money and awareness to help out their communities, you know, the Tony Sonne Foundation and the Urban Youth Racing School and the Hendrick Cares program. So, you know, through it, like this year, with each lap completed and top fives and wins and stuff, the money kind of piles up. So already this year we've raised $68,000. So with a goal of getting to $500,000. So still have a long ways to go, but it's been cool to kind of get involved and get out there and do stuff. I've always wanted to start a foundation. I just didn't know like what that was and what I wanted to support. But yeah, it's been good. And I hope to grow it into something even more impactful down the road.
And how can people be involved? You got a website, right? You have the website for people to check out the information.
Yeah, it's KyleLarsonFoundation.org, I believe. And you can go on there and you'll learn more about it, as well as there should be a tab in there to help donate and help me reach that goal.
Awesome, brother. Hey, have a kick-ass weekend. Keep that momentum going. You're on fire. I'm glad we was able to sneak you in. I'm like, dude, we got to get Kyle, man. We got to get Kyle. And so I appreciate you for taking the time, and I'll be at the track soon. I'm going to come stop by the trailer, man. Say what's up when I get out there.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay. You got it, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too. See ya.
Thanks, guys, for listening in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And wow, you know, it's funny because being a former athlete, I always feel, I'm not going to say bad, but I always have a certain feeling when I when a guy's on fire, he's, you know, he's hot and he got a bunch of things going on. Kyle Larson has, you know, been just killing it the last month or so. I mean, he's had a great year, but this past month, the 5 weeks, has just been incredible. And I'm like telling my guys, we got to get Kyle on. And so I appreciate him taking the time today. So and I appreciate you guys, man. It's just been really cool for me to see these numbers grow and you guys subscribing and leaving these reviews and comments. You know, I'll give you a funny story. I was in Miami a few weeks ago and I was walking out of my hotel and, you know, two guys walked up to me just for 2 seconds, said, "Man, we love your podcast." And I was like, man, that's pretty damn cool. And they kept it moving. So obviously you guys are liking it. I appreciate that. So keep listening in. Keep subscribing to the Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we'll be back with another one next week.
Your Valentine's Day shouldn't start with a Hail Mary. We've got you covered on the big day when you order flowers and gifts from ProFlowers early this year. Head on over to ProFlowers.com to get 15% off our entire collection of blooms, gifts, and more for your cutie with promo code CRUSH15 until February 14th. The clock is running out, so don't wait until everyone's rushing the field for those last-minute gifts on February 14th. Be the MVP this Valentine's Day and go to ProFlowers.com to save 15% with code CRUSH15 at checkout. See website for more details.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.